Explaining football to the friend who's just there for the nachos? Hard. Tailgating from home like a pro with snacks and drinks everyone will love? An easy win. And with Instacart helping deliver the snack time MVPs to your door, you're ready for the game in as fast as 30 minutes. So you never miss a play or lose your seat on the couch or have to go head-to-head for the last chicken wing. Shop game day faves on Instacart and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three grocery orders. Offer valid for a limited time. Other fees and terms apply.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Steelers and Chargers, a big matchup at Acrisure Stadium on Sunday. Jones finds himself on the bench. Tomlin said he's going to give him a chance to rebound. Maybe that starts with being an extra tackle or coming in for a series or maybe a goal line or short yardage play. Who the hell knows? But as things sit right now, he is the only offensive tackle from last year's draft who was taken in the first round who's not a starter. And he went with a 14th pick. And we've got people like Jerry Dulac in the Post-Gazette saying today, the Steelers don't want Broderick Jones sitting on the bench. Well, then who put him there? The league? I mean, his mom? I just don't. The Steelers are the only people that have control over the situation. They don't want him to sit him on the bench. Well, then take him off the bench. They're not.
Seems pretty simple to me.
Yeah.
No, he put himself on the bench. He played horrible in that game. I've said numerous times now about this situation right off the jump here. By the way, I felt like Trey Essex was possibly like going at people like me, maybe me specifically, with some of the things I've said about the way the coaches have screwed this up. Quickly to address one thing he said, he felt like they had put him in a really good position, basically. I disagree. He showed he was good enough to start at his off position. They have never really let him try to gain a true foothold for a variety of reasons, some of which are victim of circumstance reasons, at his natural spot.
I have agreed with you on that, and I still agree. But I have to admit something to you about that discussion. It's more about my disdain for Dan Moore than it is accommodating Jones and saying he was drafted to be a left tackle, so he should be the left side. It's more, in my opinion, of getting the two best tackles, who I think are Fautanu and Jones, on the field at the same time, than it is making sure that Jones plays the side he was intended to play. Because how about this today, this stat? They're going to play the Chargers on Sunday. Joe Alt from Notre Dame was the first tackle picked in the first round.
Yep.
He played left tackle there at Notre Dame. He is going to play right tackle against the Steelers.
Because they have Rashawn Slater.
Which got me down a rabbit hole. Every tackle from this draft who was picked in the first round is starting at their off position. Every guy that's in. Latham in Tennessee, right tackle at Alabama, playing left tackle for the Titans. Talese Fuaga for the Saints, right tackle at Oregon State, playing left tackle for the Saints. Tyler Guyton with the Cowboys, played right tackle at Oklahoma, playing left tackle, starting left tackle with the Cowboys.
Mm-hmm.
So it's not a unique or out of character thing. I thought it was. It's not, at least with this current... The other one would be the Steelers tackle here.
Fautanu played left.
Played left, playing right. Yeah, so they've all five of them have had to change up and play different positions.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't think the Steelers are being totally unfair to Jones with that. What I think is unfair is making them work out at both sides. I would pick one. And it's just
they're taking a first-round tackle, and they're treating him like a fifth-rounder who has some versatility.
Well, it's just, it's the continued, even though he does not have a long-term contract, it's the bending over backwards for Dan Moore that bothers me more than anything else.
Do you think that that's not the reason I've been saying it? I haven't been saying it because I think Broderick Jones deserves, like, special treatment. I mean, I loudly declared he needed to sit on the bench after he was that bad. Like, if I was in the tank just, like, saying at all turns, this guy should be accommodated to and coddled, I would have said, oh, you got to let him keep going out there. No way. It is the accommodation given to Dan Moore, who I again, you can tell me or tell Pony, get in our mentions. You could call us and say, Dan Moore has been pretty solid this year. I would actually agree with you. Dan Moore hasn't been solid for the duration of his career. That is the problem. He has been a below average right or left tackle for almost the entirety of his NFL career. And so it is the accommodation of a below average picked in the fourth round tackle that has bothered me the most about it. And also, like, asset management, you take a guy in the first round, you trade up two spots to get him. It's just like the way every team functions, unless the player is like a complete misaval,
yep,
like, and doesn't belong in the NFL, that you try to put him in a situation that you think will give him the best chance of success because you used a lot of capital. You used a valuable resource to get him.
I have a Dan Moore stat that I want to get to in a second, but I want to go around the room here on this, and I want to get our listeners involved too. We have tickets, or not tickets, we have a $50 Pins gift card to give away today in this first hour of the show. And I'm just going to ask all of you guys this straightforward question. Should Broderick Jones be playing right now? If you were in charge, if you were Mike Tomlin and you're consulting with Arthur Smith and your offensive line coach, for this Sunday's game, would you have Broderick Jones in the starting lineup or would he be on the bench? Donnie?
I would not play him.
No.
No. I hate to say it, but I mean, Dan Moore is playing fine. Like, he has not shown that he should not be playing right now given how things are, and Fulton, who stepped right in and played much better than what Jones did.
Chris?
I mean, Jones completely threw off an entire drive that probably would have been a touchdown.
Chris?
I'll give you the answer, and then a very quick thing I would also add on. No, he shouldn't be playing, and no, he should not be cross-training. He should be working out exclusively at left tackle. And here's why I say no, because of all the reasons Donnie said, and I'm not an idiot, and I'm not going to be somebody, even though I pounded the table and danced around the building. It's a Rocky song that they drafted him. Everyone knows.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not going to be the guy who then just like refuses to criticize him because I think that would make me sound stupid.
Yeah.
He shouldn't play because he was terrible. But we also know that there is a baseline level of ability that was shown last year at right tackle. What does he really have to gain by continuing to rep at a position he's already proven to them he can slide in and play?
So here's why I disagree with both you guys. Yeah, he was bad. Yeah, he has to take personal accountability and responsibility for what happened in the Denver game. Yeah, it was the worst drive I've ever seen by an offensive tackle, maybe ever. He had three penalties in six plays. Do you know how many penalties he had all of last year?
Two.
Two. He had more penalties on one drive than all of last year. Do we all agree he played fine against Atlanta? Does anybody want to dispute that? Do we think he played well?
I thought he was fine
in his first game.
I thought he was fine.
Played fine. Donnie, yeah. Do you think he played bad against Atlanta?
I don't
Atlanta?
Think there was like anything noticeably bad about his performance.
So when he started against Atlanta, he was fine.
Mm-hmm.
He only really sucked when he was quite literally asked to do something that tackles are never asked to do, which is to just rotate into the game.
It's something you see in college.
So, I mean, yeah, it was awful, and he didn't deserve to go back in, but I think if he started at a position and was there from play one, mm-hmm. if he did fine against Atlanta, I don't see any reason to think he couldn't do fine against the Chargers. And if the best we're saying about Dan Moore is he hasn't done enough to get benched, he does not have a contract beyond this year.
Nope.
I'd rather play Jones than play Moore. It's just that simple to me. Unless people want to call into 412-928-9370 and say one of two things. Either they think Jones flat out sucks now, or they think we're downplaying how good Dan Moore has been the first two games of the season.
I'm going to make an argument you won't like quickly as to why, even though I am the biggest Jones defender on this show, I wouldn't do what you're suggesting, which, to be clear, is you would bench Moore right now and play Jones. Correct?
Yes!
Okay. I'm going to make an argument you won't like. As much as I cannot stand the fact that Moore has continued to just hang on there, and as much as I don't think he has been good the last three seasons, I'll give him credit for playing well the first two games. Like, he had one holding penalty, but I didn't think he played poorly in either game. I thought he actually played pretty well. I don't love the message it sends, even to Broderick Jones. You got benched last game deservedly because you were bad, but we're going to ultimately reward you by putting you over at the spot where you have barely taken any reps. It still does have to be about winning games, and Moore through 2 weeks has been good enough for them to win games.
All right, but if I'm telling you...
I also think more water will find its level very
exactly.
soon.
Exactly. So if I'm telling
you... You're trying to get out ahead of that.
I'm saying if you swap it, like, does Chris Mueller reduce the Steelers' chances of beating the Chargers whatsoever if Jones is at left tackle instead of Dan Moore? I don't.
No, I don't.
They're getting ready for Khalil Mack and Joey Bosa, two elite pass rushers. I'd rather have the elite talent out there than a guy who, for the most part, has looked like a human turnstile entire career.
That goes back to why I said, though, my answer would be he shouldn't play this week, but he should only be repping at left tackle, because I think you can satisfy both masters a little bit here. If he does what I would say I would do, you put Dan Moore on notice. Hey, Dan, we've said nice things about you. You've kept your head down, but there's a reason we drafted tackles in the first round in back-to-back years. You are one of those reasons. The major reason. We don't think you're that good. Rep the first-round pick at the position that you wanted him to play, and it sends a message to everybody involved. And guess what? If Dan Moore gets beat like a turnstile on the first two series, you put Broderick Jones in at that point.
But again, though, he's going in midstream. And I know guys come into games for injured players all the time. It's not completely... radical. The idea of rotating guys is, but somebody coming in mid-game is not out of the question because it happens. Guys get hurt. But I'd rather have him prepared to start against these dudes than, all right, Dan Moore had a bad series just like you did against Denver. Go get him now. I'd rather imbue him with confidence now than wait for a guy to stink.
I guess
to do that.
I guess as much as I think the guy has been done wrong by them, I don't like the idea of rewarding a player who played objectively, by any measure, the worst six snaps of his pro career last week.
Okay.
That's all. I know it's a simplistic, reductive argument, and I want to be agreeing with you here because it is them prioritizing Broderick Jones. Even I have a line
I say
that would just
seem ridiculous.
For the Steelers'
offensive line to take a jump and become a really good offensive line, it's going to happen with Jones and Fautanu in the lineup together. Both of those guys playing. And maybe it won't look like that against the Chargers, but in my opinion, the sooner we see it, the quicker we see that offensive line gel and come together and play well. That's it. And I think, like, Jones, when, say, Amalu goes in, will probably look better because he'll have an elite guard playing next to him or a close to elite guard playing next to him. So I just don't see the upside with Moore. And I don't
they
see
love
him.
His attitude. I think Tomlin loves that stuff. Well, about a guy who keeps his mouth shut. And what did he say about him yesterday? He doesn't pay attention to the noise happening
said,
around him.
Dan is Dan.
Dan is Dan. He doesn't pay attention to the noise, meaning people like me ripping him. I think Mike loves that. And I think it's a Mike blind spot. And I think he's done it before with players where their attitude has kept them in the lineup.
I have a stat on him that I want to give you guys. It is actually a crazy one.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them. Yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.